good with me. I don't mind that for the most part. So you're feeling healthy.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama set to announce his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court today. Donald Trump thinks that pick should be up to the next president, telling Fox News' Fox and Friends he'd nominate somebody as close to the late Justice Antonin Scalia as he could find.
It would be a conservative person. It would be a person with great intellect.
The president looking to fill the vacancy created when Justice Scalia died last month. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and John Kasich all celebrating big wins last night. Trump taking first in Illinois, North Carolina, and Florida. Ohio Governor John Kasich winning in his home state. It improved the odds of a contested Republican convention. Hillary Clinton a lot closer to the Democratic presidential nomination. Commuters in Washington, D.C. scrambling because the entire Metro rail system shut down all day long. Metro officials making that announcement yesterday after an electric cable catches fire. This is USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and our individual freedoms, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam will dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combined fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other sources and add minimal commentary, ConservativeTribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, ConservativeTribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at ConservativeTribune.com.
Newark, New Jersey, going to begin testing 17,000 students for possible lead poisoning tomorrow. Elevated levels of the toxin have been found in the drinking water at nearly half the city's schools. The testing will begin with 2,000 students who attended early childhood centers. A convicted cop killer gets a reprieve.
Ronell Wilson meets the standards defining mentally handicapped and, as a result, will not face the death penalty. Two separate federal juries sentenced Wilson to death for the 2003 execution-style murders of two undercover cops during a buy-and-bust operation on Staten Island. In 2014, Brooklyn federal judge Nicholas Garofas was ordered by an appeals court to review his decision that Wilson was not, quote, mentally retarded. The same year, the Supreme Court ruled a score of 70 or below is sufficient enough to make a defendant ineligible to receive a death sentence. To appeal, prosecutors have to get permission from the Justice Department. Alice Stockton Rossini.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
A brazen Trump protester facing criminal charges. We get the details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The man who rushes the stage at a Donald Trump rally last weekend in Ohio to be prosecuted in federal court, Thomas DiMassimo, is charged with one count of knowingly entering restricted grounds. Secret Service agents stop him before he can reach Trump as Trump was speaking to supporters at an airplane hangar outside of Dayton. Besides the federal charge, DiMassimo faces a local charge of disorderly conduct. He's due in court next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Indiana Jones coming back to the big screen. Disney announcing that there will be a fifth movie in the Raiders of the Lost Ark series. At premieres in July of 2019, Harrison Ford will return as Indiana Jones and Steven Spielberg will direct. A Florida woman is fighting to keep her pet alligator. We get more from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Mary Thorne of Lakeland, Florida, is fighting to keep her pet alligator after the Florida Wildlife Commission said she might have to give it up. The pet alligator, named Rambo, is 15 years old and potty trained and has been with Thorne for the past 10 years. Thorne does have a license to keep Rambo at her home, but the animal has now grown past the allowable 6-foot limit. Her case will be heard by a judge to see if she could possibly be granted special permission to keep Rambo.
A new home construction in the United States up higher than expected. A new Commerce Department report saying housing starts in February climbing over 5%, higher than economists forecasted. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to Modern Design. I've been on a vacation for the past 2 weeks and fresh off the Caribbean cruise I was on. And that's our inspiration for today's show. There's a new style in decorating and it's called coastal. And that's where we use elements of water and sand and beautiful sky in our decorating. And we will talk about that today, a little bit about coastal decorating. And also we're going to continue a new series that we're starting. We had started before my vacation called These Are a Few of My Favorite Things. And each week I'm going to go to different publications, websites, magazines, and so on, and bring you things that I clip out each day and leave for the show to discuss of new trends and things that I see out there that inspire me a little bit. We're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. As I said, I was on vacation for the past 2 weeks, cruising through some of the islands in the Caribbean, and I was very stricken by some of the beauty that I saw and some inspiration for what we call in the States here as coastal decorating. We'll be talking about that shortly, but let's take a look at the weather and see how Caribbean-like it's going to be today. We're currently at fair skies with 53 degrees. We do expect this afternoon to be sunny and then chance late in the day of showers, about a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64. So it is warm today. Tonight, there is a 20 to 60% chance of showers with a low of 46. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 64 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 30% chance of showers, but it's going to go down to 38. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers, common theme, with a high of 53 degrees. Friday night, 30% of showers, and then a low of 28. So it looks like going towards the weekend, our lows are getting down there a little bit. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 47 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 30. And then on Sunday, 40% chance of rain with a high of 47. So it looks like it's going to be a mixed bag this week. We are going to have some warm temperatures at the beginning of the week, and then towards the end, I think it's going to cool down a little bit about at night. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been doing the show now for a year and a half, Modern Design. We come to you live every Wednesday here at 10 o'clock on 100 in Chamber Radio. And our show is all about what's trending in the tri-state area. What are we seeing out there? What's new? What's pretty? What can you try to make your home look better, or your office, or your restaurant, or your dorm room? It doesn't matter. But the things that I see out there that inspire me. I'm somebody that's always looking for new inspiration because I think people are always looking to see what's fresh and new, and I like to bring that to you on the air. As I say, I just got back from four different islands. I was in Puerto Rico and St. Thomas and St. Martin and then Tortola, which is a British Virgin island. And one of the things that's great with these new iPhones is that they really become as much of a camera as they do your phone. I guess they also become your computer. But I'm able to capture beautiful moments or ideas. And then I have a file in my computer that I call Design Inspiration. So I often print them and I'll bring them to studio here and talk about some of the things I see. And one of the things I saw when I went to the first island, which was Puerto Rico, was the in Old San Juan. If any of you have been to Old San Juan, the streets are cobblestone and they're beautiful. They're beautiful, beautiful cobblestone of sort of like a gray-green color cobblestones. And that sort of inspired me a little bit about backsplashes. Beautiful, as old as you can imagine, stones, and they have this life to them that never goes out of style, never looks old. Again, they range from a sort of a gray color to a green to a blue, and they're just beautiful. Some of the things that I saw in Puerto Rico is that the buildings are, in Old San Juan anyway, are beautiful colors, and I saw beautiful, mostly stucco-type facades, beautiful color combinations, and not necessarily tropical color combinations. One of the prettiest buildings I saw was sort of a sky blue building, and it had chocolate brown doors and metal railings. So it was a combination of like sort of a really pretty sky blue and chocolate brown, and that was really beautiful. Then I went to a place called El Convente in Old San Juan, which is an old convent, which is now a hotel. Very pretty building, sort of Spanish architecture, sort of Spanish colonial, if you will. And some of the things that I saw that inspired me was one. It was number one, their foyer. Their foyer is done in black and white, I would say probably 12 by 12, marble tiles. Some were a beautiful white Carrara, and the other ones were an absolute black, and they've been there forever. But that black and white foyer was very, very, very striking. Lots of pale yellow walls, very what I would call Spanish colonial, and then lots of terracotta, beautiful terracotta pots full of palm trees, and there were birds running around. And then as you entered the reception, there was a combination of lots of terracotta, a rich terracotta color, and sort of a patina weathered green. And the green and the terracotta really make you feel like you're outside when you're inside. And when you get to the center of the hotel or former convent, it's sort of an atrium, if you will. And there are birds flying through and so on. And all the fabric in the atrium is that sombrella, was the sombrella fabric, the indoor-outdoor fabric. And they were just done in shades of green, very natural shades of greens and terracottas. And really worked well in the space because you felt like you were outside, even though that you were technically inside. It was an inspiration to me. Getting back to the colored buildings in Old San Juan, every building was a different color, and every building had something to it that was, I think, kind of interesting, even though some of the buildings were quite run down. I saw shades of sort of like an artichoke green with black, which looked really nice. I saw a beautiful old church, a stucco church, that was the palest butter yellow with white, which is a pretty color for a house. I know we've gotten off yellow these days, but as spring is coming and we're starting to paint the exterior of our house, a colonial home with clapboard and a pale butter yellow with white trim is really very pretty. Lots of oranges, lots of blues, lots of greens, not too much gray, but some gray with black, and that was also very nice. I saw a house that was, it was sort of a mint green, and then it had sort of like a cobalt blue shutter, and that combination was pretty nice together, and really inspired me a little bit. The next island I went to was St. Thomas, and St. Thomas is known for its colorful surroundings. It's also known for jewelry and gems and things of that nature. But in St. Martin, in St. Thomas, I was very inspired by bright colors, lots of pops of bright colors in all the shops and all the stores. More of the what you would consider the tropical colors, oranges and purples and yellows and really bright Caribbean colors. And I always say you should have a fun room in your house, whether it be a child's room or just one room where you do something that's a little bit out of character. So it's always nice to take that into interpretation. There was a lime green, a sort of a light lime that I saw in one of the hotels I was in. There was a room that was sort of like a light lime color. And I tell you, it was really crisp, and I think we could adapt that in interior decorating here. Lime with beautiful white trim, and lime and blue. Lime either navy blue, or in this case it was sort of a royal blue, but lime green and royal blue really look nice together. They have a freshness to them and so on. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Again, my name is Richard Scuderi. I am a local interior designer. I do have a store right here in Flemington, New Jersey. That's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. We're next to Ideal Tile, where the former Lennox building, and I share my space with John from Rugs to Riches. Been in the area for, my goodness, almost 30 years between the two locations. And doing everything from accessories and beautiful local artwork to hardwood floors and area rugs. So come check us out. That's 1 U.S. Highway 1, 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. And the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the inspiration that I recently received from a trip to the islands, American Islands and the British Virgin Islands, when I was away, and wanted to incorporate that in my decorating. So one of the things that I did see, as I say, was I was in St. Thomas, was that sort of lime green with like a cobalt blue. And it wouldn't be right for every house, but I think you could really, if you have a sunroom, a child room, a playroom, you could do sort of a pale lime green with white trim and then sort of a rich royal blue. And I think that could be a really pretty color. In fact, I was even thinking maybe I would try it in the dining room. So do the walls sort of a Benjamin wears a color called Castleton Mist. It's a historic color, but it's sort of a limey sort of yellow-green. And then if you did sort of a royal blue with your table setting and your linens and your drapes, that could be a really pretty combination. Also, the tropical theme as far as bringing in something that had sort of a tropical look with birds or fish or palm trees could be really kind of nice. With what we're going to be talking about next, which is coastal decorating, when you have those sort of citrusy colors, silver, particularly a shiny silver finished or chrome. Looks really nice with those colors. I don't know why that is, but it just brings them to life a little bit. So I guess that maybe if I was doing a dining room in sort of lime with the cobalt blue accent, I'd want to pick up some of that beautiful silver and maybe the napkin rings and perhaps the chandelier we're going to do. And then linen is always nice with that. So if we had maybe a white linen drum fixture, that could be, that sets the pace for kind of a, I think, a pretty look for a dining room or a playroom or maybe a bedroom. It might be nice to do in a bedroom as well. So then moving on to St. Martin. St. Martin was an interesting island. Going out to the beaches, I saw the prettiest water in all the islands was in St. Martin. Found a small beach right off the airport. Not Maho Beach. Maho Beach, if you don't know it, Maho Beach is the beach that's at the airport. And Maho Beach is known for, it's a very tiny beach and not much to it. But it's at the airport fence. And people like to go to that beach because the planes basically land right over your head. Now, I think that's an accident waiting to happen, and I hope it never does. But it wasn't appealing to me. But the people that we shared our ride with got off at that beach. And then maybe about 15 minutes down the road from there, we found sort of a secluded beach. And I saw water, the colors like I've never seen before in my life. It was sort of a light, light crystal blue-green teal color. It was just absolutely beautiful. It's the prettiest water. I've traveled extensively, and it was the prettiest water that I've ever seen. It was sort of this crystallized sort of light blue and green, and it kind of inspired me for paint colors and for fabrics, especially because we're doing lots of grays these days with crisp white trim. Shades of very pale shades of teals and light aqua blues and greens, bluish green colors. Benjamin Moore has a color called Palladium, which is a very nice color. Summer Shower is another color that I like a lot, which would be great for painting walls, bringing that sort of that real crystally light blue-green color, either in your bedding, your linens, and your accessories, or as a wall color could be quite nice and pairs very well with the gray tones that are in right now. And finally, when I was in the British Virgin Island, that is Tortola, we're up in the mountains, which were very steep, and we saw a lot of bougainvillea in the hills. And bougainvillea, if you're ever in California, see it a lot. In fact, I think it's their state flower, if I'm not mistaken. It's a little tiny flower and vine that you see all over tropical areas, and it's sort of a fuchsia color. It's sort of a purpley, a sort of a light, rich purpley color. And it kind of inspired me. In fact, I've come back. I've been asked by several clients to find them a rich purple or plum color. The combination of sort of a dark, rich plum color mixed with greens seemed to be emerging as a new color combination. I have about three clients right now that asked for sort of a plum color. And dark plum pairs very well with gray. It pairs very well with green. It pairs very well with tan. And it's sort of dramatic. And in two of the projects I'm working on, we decided to do it as a focal wall, a headboard wall. These days, we're doing a lot of upholstered headboards, typically in gray or like a tan, a soft neutral color. And then you have that big wall above it. So people are looking for drama, not in the whole room because it would be too dark, but particularly in a bedroom on the bed wall. So in one case, we found a beautiful, rich, dark purple called Grappa, which is also a Benjamin Moore color, which is a dark, rich plum tone. And then we did the other three walls in a sage green. In fact, it was Saybrook sage, which is a Benjamin Moore color. In the other case, the walls are sort of a light gray color with white trim. And they wanted me to bring some drama into the bed wall. We have a gray upholstered headboard. And I found a beautiful, rich paper. It has the look of sort of a modern interpretation of grass paper, but it's in a very dark plum tone, a very rich, dark plum tone, which I think might be one of the new trend colors as an accent color with the grays. The grays aren't going in anyway, folks. They're going to be here for a while. But dark plum, several people have asked me for a plum color, so I'm wondering if that's that's going somewhere. And I tell you, in a bedroom, as one wall, as the accent wall, it really is a striking, it has warmth to it, but it's a striking element and something that's looking sort of fresh in a retro kind of a way. So something else to think about. All right, we're almost at the hour of news, so I'm going to take you up to the news area, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama set to announce his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court today. Donald Trump thinks that pick should be up to the next president, telling Fox News' his Fox and Friends he'd nominate somebody as close to the late Justice Antonin Scalia as he could find.
It will be a conservative person. It would be a person with great intellect.
The president looking to fill the vacancy created when Justice Scalia died last month. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and John Kasich all celebrating big wins last night. Trump taking first in Illinois, North Carolina, and Florida. Ohio Governor John Kasich winning in his home state. It improved the odds of a contested Republican convention. Hillary Clinton a lot closer to the Democratic presidential nomination. Commuters in Washington, D.C. scrambling because the entire Metro rail system shut down all day long. Metro officials making that announcement yesterday after an electric cable catches fire. This is USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and our individual freedom, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam will dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combined fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other sources and add minimal commentary, ConservativeTribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, ConservativeTribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at ConservativeTribune.com.
Newark, New Jersey, going to begin testing 17,000 students for possible lead poisoning tomorrow. Elevated levels of the toxin have been found in the drinking water at nearly half the city's schools. The testing will begin with 2,000 students who attended early childhood centers. A convicted cop killer gets a reprieve.
Ronell Wilson meets the standards defining mentally handicapped and, as a result, will not face the death penalty. Two separate federal juries sentenced Wilson to death for the 2003 execution-style murders of two undercover cops during a buy-and-bust operation on Staten Island. In 2014, Brooklyn federal judge Nicholas Garofas was ordered by an appeals court to review his decision that Wilson was not, quote, mentally retarded. The same year, the Supreme Court ruled a score of 70 or below is sufficient enough to make a defendant ineligible to receive a death sentence. To appeal, prosecutors have to get permission from the Justice Department. Alice Stockton Rossini.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
A brazen Trump protester facing criminal charges. We get the details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The man who rushes the stage at a Donald Trump rally last weekend in Ohio to be prosecuted in federal court, Thomas DiMassimo, is charged with one count of knowingly entering restricted grounds. Secret Service agents stop him before he can reach Trump as Trump was speaking to supporters at an airplane hangar outside of Dayton. Besides the federal charge, DiMassimo faces a local charge of disorderly conduct. He's due in court next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Indiana Jones coming back to the big screen, Disney announcing that there will be a fifth movie in the Raiders of the Lost Ark series. At premieres in July of 2019, Harrison Ford will return as Indiana Jones and Steven Spielberg will direct. A Florida woman is fighting to keep her pet alligator. We get more from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Mary Thorne of Lakeland, Florida, is fighting to keep her pet alligator after the Florida Wildlife Commission said she might have to give it up. The pet alligator, named Rambo, is 15 years old and potty trained and has been with Thorn for the past 10 years. Thorn does have a license to keep Rambo at her home, but the animal has now grown past the allowable 6-foot limit. Her case will be heard by a judge to see if she could possibly be granted special permission to keep Rambo.
A new home construction in the United States up higher than expected. A new Commerce Department report saying housing starts in February climbing over 5%, higher than economists forecasted. This is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design. Before break, we were talking about decorating, coastal decorating, and what I've seen when I was out looking for inspiration in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. So the final island that I went to was Tortola, and that was a British Virgin Island. And very pretty and very tropical looking. I saw a lot of, again, buildings that were done in either sort of a pale terracotta color or a pale yellow color. And you don't see too many houses that are like terracotta, but it is kind of a striking color. If you're not going to use it outside, maybe perhaps doing a room in a terracotta on the inside, a really rich terracotta color. Lots of beautiful tropical plants, which certainly we can do at home, and lots of wrought iron, a lot of beautiful wrought iron. So that was some of the inspiration that I had when I was in the islands. What I wanted to talk about in general about coastal decorating, though, is that you don't necessarily, we've discussed this on the show before, you don't necessarily have to be at the beach to do coastal decorating. When you think about coastal or being down the shore, I think it evokes calmness. I think it invokes warmth and maybe happier times. And it's great to surround your home environment with those sorts of feelings. So as far as paint is concerned, if we do all shades of blue, which are very in right now, from navy to a mid-tone blue to a blue-gray, they very much invoke that. And the fabrics that we're seeing now, lots and lots of shades of blues, watery blues, teal blues, navy, or combinations thereof. Lots of fabrics that have blues in it, lots of geometric fabrics that have blues in it. And then as far as carpets are concerned, we're seeing a continuation of natural elements, so sisal and natural fibers, which all have that sort of beachy coastal look. When we're talking about metals, we're talking about chrome. Chrome is a great metal. Silvers and chromes are a great metal to pair with coastal decorating. Last year, I had gone to Nassau in the Bahamas, and there was a decorating store. I wish I had some pictures. If I can pull them out, I'll put them up on the website. It was a decorating store just exclusively to coastal living, and they had the most beautiful things, rustic wood top tables and beautiful, a combination of beautiful earth tone colors, sand colors, beiges, taupes, and then lots of navy and lots of silver all mixed in together. And then they did a thing where they took sort of big topiary jars or footed jars and then filled them with the most beautiful shells. You know, you can always incorporate seashells into any decor that you have. They're actually really nature's sort of work of art, if you will. I like to collect them. Certainly you can buy them at any of accessory stores, but I think it's fun to collect really beautiful ones and then display them in a glass container, which is kind of nice to do. And you can do that in any room of your house. And that's another thing that with coastal decorating, beautiful trays, lots of, again, tans and blues and so on. And so coastal decorating is something that you may want to try. And again, you don't have to be at the beach to do it. Always incorporating a lot of white into your decor, keeping it sort of pops of the dark blues, but also light blues and gray blues and all the different colors of the ocean, as well as teals and so on. Something that I think you should definitely try. The other thing I wanted to talk about today is a series that I started before I left and I'm going to do on a regular basis, both in our show today from 10 to 11, Modern Design, and then Modern Design 2 at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And that is a few of my favorite things. One of the things that I do as a designer is, again, I'm always looking for inspiration. So in the evenings or when I have some spare time, I'll take any magazine that I have, and I have a stack, and I start to pick them apart and pull out what I see that's beautiful or see that's trending and like to talk about it. So I did that when I had some time when I was away and since I got back, and have some things that I see that are trending. Different magazines, some were from websites, and I'll share them with you. And one of the things that I see changing is wood finishes, both on floors and furniture. And the pickling that we saw was so popular in the early 90s is back. I see a lot of pieces being pickled for sideboards, for break fronts, for different pieces of furniture, having that sort of whitewash or a pickled look to it. The difference between now and the early 1990s was the initially pickled really took off, but it had sort of a pink look to it. The new look of pickling is sort of a white, like a warm white finish. It doesn't have a pink to it at all, but very much a very popular look. Upholstered headboards seem to be growing, and I'm seeing a lot of upholstered headboards now that have sort of side wings, if you will, that come into the bed area. So instead of just a flat upholstered headboard, you're seeing some side pieces. So they appear to be more like a love seat or a wing chair. Also, rugs are getting simpler and simpler and simpler. I'm seeing a lot of very neutral rugs that are just texture, that are either banded with a board with a border on them, or just self-welt. Another thing that I saw as an inspiration was the Greek key theme in fabrics and in furniture. And if you're not familiar with a Greek key theme, it's sort of a square that kind of goes around itself. I don't think I described that well on the radio. But if you Google Greek key, you'll see that shape. And I'm seeing it a lot in fabrics and finished furniture. Another thing that I'm seeing is people are really interested in Roman shades more than ever. With the newer windows, we have a stronger depth now. So people are asking me constantly, and I have a lot of examples here in my trade magazines and the websites, in a very simple, straight Roman shade in neutral colors, typically, but also in all sorts of colors and fabrics. But that is being a window treatment. So that's something that's become very popular. Another thing is that leather. I'm seeing leather furniture reemerging, but a very different leather. I'm seeing the leather pieces now being more streamlined. Typically, we're looking at couches and chairs that were leather that were looking like a big catcher's mitt. They were very oversized. But I'm seeing the new leather furniture being sort of a trim and clean lines, definitely. And also, as far as sofas are concerned, we're not seeing skirts on sofas whatsoever. It's just legs on the furniture. Even if the legs don't match, legs can be completely different from piece to piece. But we are seeing a lot of exposed legs on furniture. One of the things that I talk about a lot on the show is nail heads. Nail heads are on everything right now. And maybe one of the reasons for that is our fabrics have gotten a lot simpler. So we're seeing a lot of fabrics with texture. And as I see in this that I pulled, it was all about window treatments. It seems that there's two type of window treatments that people ask me for all the time now. One is simple drapery panels that are stationary, that don't necessarily open and close, but stationary drapery panels, not tied back, not adorned, on either side, that are flush with the floor, is probably the most popular. And they're hung in a way where they basically really go back to the wall, not the window. So the end of your drapery panel on the side nearest the window basically just covers the frame of the window, making, in fact, that window look like it's twice the size. So they're hung, they're stationary, and most of the treatment actually backs to the wall. So that's very popular. And the other thing, as I said, is Roman shades. I'm seeing Roman shades all the time, done in beautiful fabrics or done in a solid, very unadorned, very simple, and a clean look with that. And then lots and lots of nail heads on, if you do a wood cornice, Nail heads are on that. If you do furniture, nail heads are on that, something that's also very popular. Bedding. I think this has been kind of a boring time for bedding since we went through the gray thing and that lack of color. I wasn't seeing beautiful bedding the way it was in the past when we had all our reds and golds and all the colors when it was a little bit more traditional. But now I'm starting to see some beautiful colors mixed with gray in bedding. And this particular example, I think, came from Ethan Allen. And it was a bed set that's done in sort of a really nice sort of a sky blue and gray together. Very, very pretty, like a really sort of like the color of like a light frosting, if you will, a very light blue with lots of gray. And in this particular shot, they have all the furniture as sort of a dark cherry wood, but then they have one piece in the bedroom that's painted that same sort of light frosty blue. And that's something that I'm seeing on trend. In fact, a woman who's a buyer for furniture went down to a show recently to buy for fall market, and that's what she was seeing as trending, as one piece of painted furniture different from the rest in bright colors. Also, she's saying lacquered pieces of furniture, not the whole room, but maybe just one different piece would be done in sort of an accent color with neutral walls. So that's something else that's happens to be trending. Now, when it comes to kitchens, I pulled some pictures that I liked. And every single kitchen I pulled had white shaker cabinets. And I know eventually we'll go to something else, and I'm doing gray and black cabinets. But white seems to be in for the long haul. A crisp white cabinet that goes to the ceiling and has a crown molding. When the cabinet ends, there's a crown molding, so it goes flush to the ceiling. Seems to be trending and very much in style. Kitchens seem to always have hardwood floors now. For many years, even if the first floor or the whole house had hardwood floors, the kitchen usually had tile for practicality. But now I see more and more people are wanting to do hardwood floors in their kitchen. And it's a nice contrast if you have white cabinets or a warm white, doesn't have to be a bright white, a warm white cabinet to have the darkness of the wood. And that's something that's certainly trending. Subway tile, a crisp, white, clean subway tile is just everywhere I look. Also done in a lot of colors and different finishes now. I've seen glass tiles that are sort of a blue-green, beachy blue glass used. I've seen tiles that are unusual sizes, like 3x12 or, you know, unusual sizes, but in that subway pattern seem to be continually popular. Another thing that I saw that was trending in kitchens was beautiful stools. Every kitchen I looked at, whether it was small or large, and my trade magazines had some sort of an island with an overhang for stools. And in this picture, the stools are actually like a rush fabric, a really pretty rush or natural fabric. Stainless steel for the appliances are still very much trending. One of the things I saw in the kitchen that I'm looking at, this came from Signature Custom Kitchens, is that, and I've seen this often used and I like it, if your cabinets are all closed doors that and you have a very high ceiling, that they're adding a second smaller cabinet on top of the first cabinet. They're lighting it and allowing you to put a decorative item in there. And that's a pretty thing. And this particular picture from Signature Custom Kitchens, they have a white kitchen with a white subway tile backsplash, and it's popped with lots of blue. So they have some blue glass, cobalt blue glass, and some beautiful dishes in shades of blue. And they really bring this white kitchen with the white subway tile and the white quartz top and the white backsplash. They bring some color in. So that's something that I like a lot and saw and thought was on my list for definitely favorite things. A couple other things that I saw, and we got to start thinking about our outside. When I left this morning to come to studio, I noticed that I'm ready for some changes. I still have my spruces, my pine in my pots, which I told you all to do, which lasted through the winter, which went surprisingly fast. Didn't this winter go quite fast? I think it did. But we want to take those out, and we want to put some nice fresh bulbs now because things are starting to pop already. When I was going through downtown Flemington, I saw blossoms all through Main Street in Flemington. So we want to think about our outside too, starting to prune our shrubs, starting to take all the the winter stuff out of our pots and clean them out and get some fresh soil and start to put some bulbs in. I know it's slightly early, but it's almost Easter time, so good time to turn those over. Another thing I read in one of my magazines, this came from Design New Jersey magazine, was a trend of using shorter rods on stationary drapery panels. You know, for a while, the style was to have the drapery rod be as thick as possible and as prominent as possible. And one of the new trends I'm seeing is that the width of the drapery panel is how wide you make the rod. So instead of having a drapery panel that a drapery rod that's 6 foot across, you only do it the width of the panel. So the panel happens to be 54 inches. That's what you make the width. And you put them just on the edge of the window on either side. So that's something that I like. I think I'm going to use that more and more. You don't have that bar across the middle, and it's sort of a cleaner and more updated look. Also, it's less money. I stopped in at Raymore and Flanagan because I had heard that they were sort of trying to change their style a little bit and go a little bit more clean lines. And one of the decorative rooms that they had set up was they did a more modern look, a gray room, and they punched it with red. And actually, it really looked quite nice, if you will. It was a little bit more up to date. Their stuff tended to be, I think, a little bit dated for a while. But this particular room, which I have a picture of here when I went into one of their showrooms, was done in a very modern gray sofa and beautiful chairs. And it's a tropical fabric. And the tropical fabric is basically light gray, black, and then pops of red. And they've accessorized this gray, red, and white room quite well with some floral pieces and just very simple and a beautiful fabric, this tropical fabric and a companion fabric that was texture. So that was something that I thought was nice to bring some red back into things. Red is a color that I like a lot in decorating because it has drama. But with the change in the grays and the neutral tones, we haven't been seeing it for a while, so it's nice to see it used, even if it's just sparingly, with the gray. Another thing that I'm seeing, and I'm going to hope that we have as a guest in the next couple of weeks, is wood, actually the look of wood on a wall as a feature wall. And in one of the showrooms, furniture showrooms, I saw, I think this was Crate and Barrel, they did an accent wall in wood. And they use sort of a weathered wood on one wall. And it really looks nice. It brings something else to the table in a space that didn't have a fireplace or anything grand. That wood on the wall almost has the look of if you would do sort of an exposed brick wall or a stone wall. That was something else that I thought was quite nice looking. Let's see what else that I have here to show you. Again, coastal. I see a lot of coastal. I saw a lot of botanical prints that were shells, that were starfish, that were sea anemones, I say that right, and unusual shapes. As far as floral arrangements, orchids. Mostly seeing orchids, not a lot of elaborate flower arrangements, but simple orchids done in a pot that was silver or a black pot. Lots of white orchids, lots of orchids that are that sort of citrusy green color or fuchsia-colored orchids, definitely. Mercury glass. I see a lot of little flower arrangements done in mercury glass. As far as coffee or cocktail tables, I'm seeing a lot of mixed wood and metal together. And I've seen that in casual dining sets, too, where there's a lot of, you know, softer woods like pine or oak. Well, oak's not soft, but sort of more casual woods mixed with iron or a metal. So that was a combination that I thought I see trending a lot, and I thought was actually quite pretty. There are a couple of fabric patterns that I like a lot. Again, we talked earlier in the broadcast about Greek key. So the Greek key in this showroom that I was looking at, furniture showroom in northern New Jersey, was done in shades of yellow, black, and gray, which is a nice color combination. And they used the Greek key as one of the fabric, and that was kind of nice. ICAT is another fabric. Most people say what ICAT is. It's sort of hard to describe on the radio. I can't wait till we add YouTube to the channel so I can actually show you what ICAT is. But if you Google that, ICAT is another pattern that I like a lot. I see a lot of just texture as far as fabrics are concerned. Just simple texture. And then graphic prints are still very, very popular now. Big, bold graphic prints. And geometrics, things that are have a geometric look to them, circles, squares, so on. Geometric is particularly popular right at this moment. All right, so we're going to go to our last commercial break, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
We're back with Modern Design, and we're working on what I call, these are a few of my favorite things, kind of out of season, I guess. But the things that I see through my life experiences, through showrooms, through websites and so on, that I've come across that are not only trending, but things that I actually find appealing that I pass along to you. A couple more that I'd like to give you are ottomans. Ottomans seem to be so popular these days, don't they? I see them at foots of beds. I see them just even in corners under little occasional tables. I saw a foyer table, and I have one in my store, a beautiful foyer, Maitland Smith foyer table. And they took a round foyer table, and then under the foyer table, they put four ottomans. I saw that the other day. I don't remember where I saw it. Four small ottomans, and you can pull them out as a chair. And I tell you, it sounds kind of weird, but it was a really nice look. It allowed you to sit if you wanted to sit, but it brought something else to the table that I thought was interesting. When I was on my cruise last week, I was talking to a woman who was thinking about having some work done to her house, and she asked me about library ladders. And that was something that I saw just recently in one of my trade magazines, and I brought it in. If you have a room, I happen to have, I'm very fortunate enough to have a house that has a small library room in it with bookshelves all around and a fireplace. Not a big room, but nevertheless, I enjoy having it. And I always wished I had a library ladder. And that's, there was a hotel I was in Chelsea that the one of the seating rooms in the lobby was a library, and it was very dark and you know, very elegant looking, and it had library ladders because it was two stories. So that was kind of another thing that I thought was quite beautiful. Not everybody can have that for the space, but it was kind of trending. This picture I took came from Gasors. It is a beautiful and a very traditional furniture store in Belmead, New Jersey, and it was a room that was done using pops of more of a royal blue, and everything was pretty much neutral in the room. The floor was sort of a mid-tone dark oak hardwood floor, and the walls were a very neutral, very pale neutral color, almost an off-white, if you will, but then all the accessories were done in shades of sort of a rich royal blue. And it was very much transitional. It was one of the things that I took a picture of, because here was a very traditional store with traditional things, and then they sort of modernize it a little bit, which is, I think, what all of us need to do, is to take our traditional. This has a very traditional sofas facing each other, but they're upholstered in a royal blue with sort of a cream white piping. And then has some very contemporary art on the walls, and a mirror that has sort of that starburst look to it. And then the drapes are done in the modern style, so that it's a very traditional white and blue fabric, but it's done without the rods not extending beyond the panel, which makes it look a little bit cleaner and more contemporary. Sort of a sisal-looking rug on the floor. And it's very much transitional with shades of blue. But the thing that stands out for me is there's one piece here, which is a lit chest, if you will, or sideboard, and that's painted the cobalt blue. So I think that's something that's trending. We're going to have sort of an accent. As the wall colors, the paint colors stay lighter, we're going to need that sort of saturated pop of color. So I think we're getting that in our furniture now, or we'll be getting that in our furniture in terms of one special piece that's a painted finish instead of stained. Fabrics, lots of geometric and fabrics, definitely seeing that. Lots of navy blue. I saw navy blue everywhere I went. In fact, on my blog about 2 weeks ago, I went around looking at bedding in some of the major department stores and specialty stores. Everyone in Macy's alone, there were 9 sets that were set up, bed sets. They were all in shades of navy blue. So navy blue, I love it. It's my single favorite color. And if you come into my showroom in Flemington in Maven Hill Interiors in Flemington, you'll see that I have a very large, about 12-foot accent wall, all done in a rich custom navy. But lots of navy. As much as gray, there's lots of navy now. Lots of center islands, white, definitely white kitchens. I don't think white kitchens are going anywhere. One of the places that I also got some inspiration on was British Home Emporium in Madison, New Jersey. If you've ever gotten a chance, go check that out. And I saw a lot of white there, lots of white, very crisp, clean white walls, lots of white pieces of furniture, and then pops of green or pops of blue. So that's something else that I saw. Not a lot of pine, but a lot of beautiful white furniture and then accents of blues and greens. Let's see what else I have here for you. This also came from Ethan Allen, and in this particular picture that I saw, and I did also see it in their showroom in Watchung, New Jersey, they have a new dining set, and the dining set is a combination of different pieces. I'm getting the idea that they want our furniture to look very eclectic, not like we buy a dining room set or a bedroom set. So in this dining room set, the tabletop and the sideboard are distressed or pickled furniture is really, really back in style again. And then the chairs are actually bamboo. They're black painted bamboo with, very contrasting elements. Black painted bamboo chairs with a simple sort of off-white linen seat cover. And then very much distressed wood furniture, which I think is making a big comeback. And then pops of black. Another thing that I saw recently that I liked, and it was kind of dramatic, is where you take in a table to create drama instead of using flowers. They take multiple different color, different height candlesticks, and you put them all together with taper candles. And we haven't been using the taper candles that much these days, but as a cluster in the center of different heights, and they're usually of one element. In this particular picture, they're all clear glass, and they're just different heights, and a lot of them sort of together with a taper candle. And that's sort of a nice look. Again, I'll post some of these on my blog, which is The Color Guru, The, T-H-E, Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-O, G-U-R-U at blogspot.com, The Color Guru at blogspot.com. And I will put these on the site so you can see some of the things for inspiration. Another thing that I saw that I really happen to like is the arms of sofas. Arms of sofas are getting very, very simple. The knife edge sort of a look is very much in very tailored sofas and so on. Okay, it looks like that we're running out of time, and I look forward to having you with me next week here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama announcing his nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court just over a month after the passing of Justice Antonin Scalia. USA Radio News learning that Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland is his pick. This comes as Senate Republican leaders pledge to ignore the president's nomination, saying the next president should make the pick. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and John Kasich, the big winners in Tuesday's presidential primaries as Marco Rubio hangs it up.
After a disastrous result in the Florida primary Tuesday night, Florida Senator Marco Rubio suspended his campaign by relying on his Christian faith.
Everything that comes from God is good. God is perfect. God makes no mistakes, and he has been.